My name is Terry Tempest Williams. I'm from Utah. And there are those books that you read in your life that stay with you. And there's a scene from Louise Erdrich's book, Tracks, that I think about, honestly, every month. And I think in so many ways it keeps me going in a world that oftentimes stops me in my own tracks. And I think, how do we proceed? There's a scene at the end of the book with this great character named Fleur, and she knows that the men are coming to her forest, which is sacred, which is animated, which is ancestors. And she cannot bear to survive the loss of those trees cut by those men's hands. It is a violence she will not endure. And so what Fleur decides to do is to cut down that forest herself and grieve the life of each blessed tree. And there, in the beating heart of the forest, she slays each tree, but she leaves them suspended, and she weeps with them, and there is a holiness to her act. And when those men come with their chainsaws to fell the forest, a wind comes, a spirit wind comes, and blows the forest down before those men can ever touch those trees.
That's writer Terry Tempest Williams recommending the novel Tracks by Louise Erdrich. Erdrich is one of the great writers of the Native American Renaissance, and she's a member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians.